Okay, so I lied. Bath was not my last song. Good at Breaking Hearts by Jungle is our last song.
And it was good. It was a good choice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is Sophie and
Irina.
Yeah. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Bye.
Hope you guys have a good week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Ben. Today you are listening to Blizzquake at its regular time at 8 p.m. We have a special guest in the studio. Her name is Maddie. Maddie, please say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Can you hear yourself in the speakers?
Yeah, I can.
All right. Yeah, that's Maddie. We are longtime friends. We met at Tufts freshman year in Hill Floor 1. And some of the music that you're hearing today will be from her. So again, if you don't like it, you can blame her. And also, I will tell you how to contact her personally to give her peace of your mind.
I want all the hate mail.
Yeah, Maddie loves hate mail. So yeah, I'll just put that up in the chat so you can figure out where that is to send it. Arsenic, anthrax. No, it's anthrax. That's what they send. Yeah, do whatever you want. She loves chemical weapons. Yeah, the other thing is that she has some games, she has some stories she's excited to tell us about. Yeah, she's got all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. You can send me hate mail for that, too.
Oh, yeah, true, if you don't like the games. So, yeah, Maddie, what's this next song you're going to play?
The next song that I'll play is actually Ben's song, because I haven't cued my song yet.
That's so true.
So it looks like Now I'm In It by Haim.
All right, play it.
Break this promise, and I'll make to count it on us. We cannot be. is found. Meet me on the other side of paradise, free from complications of our sense of time. Fill my windless sail, broken echoes of a never-ending line, whispered conversation, twisted faces in the cloud. I've been hot-winged and hoodwinked and dead on my feet. The sound and the fury remain over me, and all of the footprints that fall in a line through our common ancestors wandering hills in the night. If my senses fail, the side of paradise, free from complication of our sense of time. Fill my windless sail, broken echoes of a never-ending line, whispered conversation, twisted faces in the cloud. Question marks fall where they will. The thoughts that imprison me walk with me still. As seconds that fly by like days of my life, where hours been wasted on chasing the words of why. If my senses fail, out of paradise, free from complication of our sense of time. Fill my windless sail, broken echoes of a never-ending line, whispered conversation, twisted faces in the cloud.
Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Vienna waits for you. When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
So, Maddie.
Yes, Ben.
I had a question for you.
Okay.
I was curious, what person in pop culture do you think you would be most compatible opening a small bakery with in 2008? Bakery. Like, you know, when everyone had those, like, cupcake shops?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, who in popular culture do you think you would be most equipped to do that with, and what would be like your specialty?
Honestly, the first thing that comes to mind is Seth Rogen's little pottery business that he started.
Oh.
I could see it going really well with a bakery.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
Like a pottery / bake shop for all your pottery and baking needs.
Okay, so you're like supplying?
Let's not talk about what kind of bakery this is.
Okay.
But
like,
I think it'd be delicious.
Okay. Do you think your skill set complements his skill set?
I think so. I think when I worked in a bakery, the people who owned it were very, very stressed all the time and working really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he brings kind of the chill vibes that I would need to balance out my very type A-ness, you know?
Okay.
To kind of remind me that he has a ton of money, and so that's not, you know, I don't need a stress, right? It's like a thing that we're doing for fun.
It's a passion project.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he would be a good balance.
What are you bringing to the table for him? Like, why would he pick you over like Michael Cera?
Right. Well, so probably nothing, but but you didn't ask me that.
Well, I assumed that you were thinking about like the case that you'd make. Like, you'd be like, okay, yeah. Sharks, here's what I have to offer.
Right. And I do think very, very little. I think I do a good job of coming up with creative names, you know? Like, if you think of Bob's Burgers, all the names for the burgers, right? I think
I'd hire Bob. I think Bob and Seth Rogen got it down. I'm just not sure about
me
Maddie.
Me and Seth Rogen. The Bob can join, too, but...
edge
me out of my
bakery. I'm
not
trying to edge you out. I just want, like, I want you to be realistic. That,
okay.
Like, do other people bring more to the table?
You know, honestly, kind of where I see this going is maybe me and Seth start it. And then over time, he kind of realizes that he is the standout star.
Yeah.
And
employee
so,
of the month every month.
Right.
Forever.
And so he opens another bakery and doesn't tell me about it. And slowly starts transitioning to that one.
Whoa.
Maybe that's kind of the reality of the situation.
That's kind of tough. I think you're right. I would, if I were him.
But, you know, we had a great year together in that bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes down to it, I really do need to focus on my career, you know. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to pull out because I'm not good at quitting, right? But it needed to happen. And Seth saw that. I didn't see it, but...
And at the end of the day, I think what you really brought to the table was the confidence for Seth Rogen
mm-hmm.
to know that he alone could yeah. open a new bakery.
Yeah.
And that's invaluable.
With great names.
Mm-hmm.
He would keep the names, I think.
He'd keep the names?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any... I don't want to put you on the spot.
Uh-huh.
Do you have an idea right now for a name?
For a name? No, that takes time.
Okay.
When I was a child, would think of the names for my stuffed animals mm-hmm. for months before choosing them. It would
okay.
need to be the perfect name.
The perfect name.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the thing that I noticed today
mm-hmm.
is that you wanted to name your car, and I wasn't... not impressed with the name. I just think it's an awesome, like, it's, you know, when you're in the stage where you put the whiteboard up,
I think it's a great name. I thought for a long time the name in question is Baby Girl.
Okay.
It's named after the duck that an OnlyFans star owns.
So he also has Instagram Reels, which is where Maddie claims to have found him originally. So do with that what you want. I'm just putting two facts out there. And I think that, like, it's just not a good name for a car. Like, my car's name is Bethany. That's a real name.
Do you want to say why?
No. I'm not interested in doing that. But it is named Bethany, and I think that it exemplifies perseverance, a strong will, a desire to not go in the ocean too frequently.
Mm.
And for all of those reasons, and probably one more that I won't get into, it's a good name. And I feel like your car has so much personality that Baby Girl just doesn't quite capture.
Yeah, but I think in a way, like, I could be an OnlyFans star, right? And my car could be a duck. And so I think it's kind of the perfect metaphor for that, for my potential abilities as an OnlyFans star.
Okay. Yeah, and call in and let us know if you think that that is a good car name. It's for anyone interested in making, and all we want is someone to tell, I want you to call and tell us a name of a car and hang up. Like, we're not discussing anything else that we've just talked about, just the car name. And I want to know, it's a white Impreza.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look that up, figure out what you think that car's name should be. And we'll hear about that. Actually, just put in the DJ chat. It's easier. Let us know.
as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future's. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together.
Hello and welcome back. We have not received a single submission about what Maddie should name her car. Mm-hmm. So if you're all cool with the name... Oh, we did get some. Okay. I'm sorry for being rude to everyone who did not submit. We had one person submit. Campy, short for campground.
Okay, I like it.
Okay, that was an ambivalent yes. You're thinking about it?
I like the direction it's going in.
Okay, yeah. You know? Do you want to describe, like, attributes?
Attributes of my car?
Like, that you'd like the name to encompass.
I think she's beautiful. She's outdoorsy. She's very sweet, mm-hmm. you know? She's got a little edge to her.
Sure.
Which I kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any, like, what is she into? Like, what are her hobbies?
Driving me around. She loves that.
She does.
She loves me. She loves me. She thinks I can do no wrong, which is really wonderful because sometimes when I'm driving, I do wrongs.
Frequently and dangerous
And
ones.
She never gets mad at me. You know, she's always like, hey, no, you were in the right. It was that car's fault for
that car
turning on their blinker and slowly merging into the lane
when there was space.
When there was space, even though you didn't want to let them.
So, yeah, any ideas that fit that kind of personality, send them in. We're still looking. Maddie also came up with a fun game for us to try. Let me see if we got. Okay, we did. Oh, I did get one saying baby girl is a good name.
Yes.
Whoever said that to me, you're wrong. But
they must also like my OnlyFans friend.
Please. Yeah, let us know if that is a thing that you are also following. Yeah, so.
On Instagram Reels.
Exclusively, and in no other places. Mm-hmm. So, Maddie, do you want to introduce the rules of your game?
Of course, of course. So this game is called Wavelength. Some of you may have heard of it. What happens is one person thinks of a number. So, Ben, do you want to think of the number, or do you want me to think of the number first?
I can think of a number.
All right. So Ben's going to think of a number between 1 and 10, and he's not going to tell me what it is.
Okay.
I'm going to give him 4 different categories, and he is going to tell me what something is in that category that, like, falls on a scale of, you know, 1 to 10 at that number.
And 10 being good, 1 being bad.
Exactly, exactly. So...
Okay, I have my number, and it's a secret.
Okay, perfect. Let's go first with a pop star, since we're at a radio show.
Mm-hmm,
a pop star. Go with the music theme.
This is going to be a controversial one, but I'm going to say Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, okay.
Once people know the number.
Okay. That doesn't really give me much to go off of. I don't really know your opinion on Harry Styles, but I guess we'll see.
Okay. You should, but that's okay.
A building at Tufts.
A building at Tufts?
Yeah.
What? The gym. I don't know the name of it.
The gym. I think it's the Tish Gym.
Tish Gym.
Yeah. Everything is called Tish, if you don't know what it is.
Yeah, so it's Tish Gym, not Jackson Gym.
Athletes at Tufts, when they say Tish, they're not referring to the library, they're referring to the gym. I don't know if that's true or not, because I knew a total of one athlete at Tufts.
And you know what? It doesn't even matter, because you can just make up anything, and it's often true about athletes.
All right. So we got Harry Styles. We got the gym. Just a fine gym, I would say. Nothing spectacular. I don't know how many times you went to the gym. I think I went to the gym about 3 times.
It's pretty good, actually.
Oh, okay. Don't give anything away.
I'm just saying it's a good amount of times to go to the gym.
All right.
Oh, I was not. I was congratulating you for going to the gym.
Thank you. I thought you meant that. Okay, gotcha. All right. Next up, let's do. We were talking about this one earlier. Let's do colleges in the greater Boston area.
The one, Emerson? Emerson.
Yeah, where Rory went.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good school.
Okay, I actually don't know that much about it, so we'll see if that's consistent with what
I had a friend who went there.
Okay.
And they give decent financial aid to the students who I know have applied, so that's good. Yeah.
Okay. We support that.
Yeah. All right. And we have
I'm actually going to switch to Boston College.
Boston College. Ooh, see. I don't know if this is your opinion or my opinion. I don't love Boston College. I guess in some ways you could say it's better and in other ways you could say it's worse than Emerson. So, I guess that's kind of a 2-for-1 for me.
Yeah, double-edged sword. Yeah, you got a free bonus hint.
All right. I really got to get a good one on this next one because I have no idea what your number is. Let's see. We got Harry Styles. We got Boston College. And we got the Tufts Gym.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For my last one, let's go with a compliment someone could give you. Or has given you.
Okay. I like your shirt.
Ah. Okay. I think... That's not even about you. I'm going to go with the number 4.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Okay. It was 6.
Really? You think I like your shirt is a good compliment?
No, it's a very mediocre compliment, but it's the mere fact that you received a compliment makes
it a category is a compliment.
A slightly better. No, but it's like okay, I was, like, in the objective scale of, like, receiving zero receiving insults to receiving compliments,
uh-huh.
a five would be nobody talks to you. It's a little bit better than nobody talking to you.
That's true.
And the gym is fine.
Yeah.
A little. It is bolstered by the fact that it has a sauna, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, apparently it has a sauna.
Wow.
And what were the other options? Harry Styles, I think, is fine.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Like, some of the songs, good. Some of the songs, eh, whatever. Not doing a ton for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Boston College is, like, it's known to be a good school, but yeah. I don't need to spend any time there, but it's a good school. So, six. I feel like a fair six.
I see that. I think I did kind of lowball it. And I think it was the nice shirt that kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah. Because also we were thinking of the scale differently.
Right. Very true. Very true.
And I'm probably in the wrong.
That's okay. Maybe we can play again
We'll play a song.
After
and then,
a few more.
Okay. We'll see you in a bit.
Thank you. times that your cinnamon is on my mind. Couldn't be myself without feeling your skin on mine. You know just how to make me jealous and stick around, but there will never be a part of me not by your side.
If I could now, If I had you now, cracking over time, a private corner of Roma. Don't shadow the light, wait for love. If I could now, if I could now, if I could now, if I could now. You spoke here when the dreaming was done.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to have Maddie read our PSA. We have not forgotten.
All right. This PSA, actually very near and dear to my heart. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of, oh, this is a big number, 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That's actually crazy, those numbers. Right? 73 days is nuts. Okay, yeah. So next time somebody tries to sell you an NFT, no.
Mm-mm.
Sorry. No more. All right, we're going to play one last song, and you have been listening to Blissquake. We will be back in 2 weeks. All right, have a good night.
Sonrisa peculiar, todos la miran al pasar, varios escuchan gritar. Yo quiero ser disimular, y si les digo la verdad, es un sueño hecho realidad. Nunca había visto algo igual. A ella no le gustan flores, prefiere botellas. Sabe de lo que es capaz y se aprovecha. Se enamorará, solo va a ilusionarte.
Es ardiente como el sol, tiene mirada angelical. No te acerques tanto porque te puedes quemar. Tiene un brillo propio, nadie la puede opacar. Aunque no quiera, todo gira en torno a su lugar. Camina en cámara lenta, si todos la pueden ver. Le gusta entretener y hacer enloquecer. Tiene un par detrás de ella y tirados a su merced.